Books of the Bible. 2 Samuel tells about King David's reign over Israel. Even though David was a man after God's heart, he still gave in to temptation and suffered bitter consequences. Yet David repented of his sin and was forgiven by God. Remember, there is only one perfect and faultless king, Jesus Christ. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Tick, the clock is ticking. This is Wretched Radio. Look at the sand in the hourglass. The top half is almost out. Our Truth Unhindered campaign, almost done. So if and you've been thinking about supporting us in this match campaign so we can give away all of our resources around the globe, we would love it if you would consider doing it, you know, like lickety-split. Not to be pushy or anything, but make it snappy. Because the campaign is almost done. You can learn more about it at fortisinstitute.org/truth. And please know, this current initiative to close the store, it's just the beginning. We chose this as the first thing we wanted to do because we wanted to do this so badly. So much of our stuff is already free. I mean, like 90%+ is free, but it's the big resource stuff, the big production stuff that we typically have sold in the store. Well, we want to give that away too, but that's going to set the stage. We have initiatives planned through 2027. I mean, they're like, we got this. And we're going to roll those out. And it is my hope that if you are excited about the local church or evangelism, you'd consider supporting us because we're going after it. We love the local church, and we are going to be doing things that are tangible, visible, and impactful for the local church. Second, we're invading the campuses. We are going to reach as many kids as we can. We can't reach them all, but we're going to give it a go. So if your heart beats evangelism in the local church, please, would you consider becoming a gospel partner? We want to do some great stuff together. FortisInstitute.org/truth.
All right. This question is from Devin. Todd, I am a stay-at-home dad, part-time contract worker. I was injured and on disability for over 7 years. While I was on disability, my wife and I had a son. After my son turned one, I got off disability but maintained the role of stay-at-home dad. My wife is able to make more money than I would by allowing us to maintain a moderate lifestyle. My wife completely submits to my authority as leader of the home. We're both comfortable and happy in our roles. That being said, is it sin that my contributions to our monetary situation are minimal at best?
There are so many reasons this question just makes me go, ugh. Number one, the societal pressure to answer in a way that isn't biblical. Number two, the current configuration of families. It just, ugh. Prior to, we've discussed this before, prior to the Industrial Revolution, moms and dads were both at home. There was a family industry. Dad worked. Mom took care of the kids. Dad took care of the kids. That's the way our society, the whole world ran. For give or take, let's just call it 200, like 5,800 years. That's how it worked. You were a family business and dad was working. It could be on the farm. Yeah, sure. He could be out in the field, but it was at home. The industry, if it was horseshoeing, it was right next to the home and dads would be at home with the kids and moms would help with work. Today, because of the way our society operates, it's just the place, the destination that we've currently arrived at that demands so much income. You've got all kinds of role swapping available that you've got a different configuration. So, and then you throw kids into it and it does nothing but brings, I think, almost an, it just, it, there, there's not like a perfect, this, there, none of it is perfect because I don't think that it's best that dad goes away for 10, 12 hours a day. I don't think that's best. Sure, you get it farming. That could have happened. But as a rule, he was there. And so I don't think that it is good. What we currently do now is not ideal, no matter how you slice it. So having said all of that, here's my take on your situation. We've got to ask ourselves the question, not how much money do we make? How comfortable are we? Those are all a part of the conversation, but those aren't the preeminent issues. the number one and frankly determining question is, what does God want? What does God want? And so what we see in the Bible, even when this was on the family farm, dad was the primary worker. Mom was the primary nurturer. Now, that configuration has changed. Dad doesn't get to do as much family business because he's out working thanks to the Industrial Revolution. Mom, if she's wanting to be the nurturer and raise her kids, doesn't get to go out into the workplace. See, that's why it's just this. We're not living in an ideal configuration right now. But we have to ask the question and apply it as best we can. What is God's instruction for husband and wife in a home raising kids? And then we work within the confines of what we've got. And so to this couple, if they came in, I'll tell you the first thing I wouldn't be is severe and harsh. I wouldn't. I get it. I mean, she makes more money. I get it. Come on, we got to pay the bills. That's the way it works. So I don't want to be harsh and severe, but I would be encouraging that when we, even when it's difficult, do what God wants, applying it the best that we can, He honors that. It might mean you don't get to take as many vacations or enjoy a particular food as often as you would like to, or going out to eat for that matter. God will honor that. God will honor that. When we strive to do what He says, it's always the better. And He blesses that. This is not word faith. This is biblical. This is reaping and sowing. This is when you do things that are pleasing to the Lord. In general, not a perfect law, but in general, He blesses those things. So we have to submit to Him and ask, all right, Lord, what's the man's role? Here it is. Worker, protector, provider. Woman's role, nurturer, the tender one, the soft one, the Isha. She's the one who bears babies and has the greatest impact in the raising of the babies. So now you got to go sort that out in our current 21st century context. And it's going to require perhaps some time and some transitioning. So let's not cut off our nose to spite our face. Let's not make rash decisions. But I think you should be working toward that goal. And I think the Lord will bless it. And I think your son will see something modeled that shows this is what the roles are. Because we don't want to confuse that. It is a testimony to the world. It is. You are speaking. All of our marriages speak. All of our dynamics speak. All of our behavior speaks. And your child hears it, but so do the neighbors, so does everybody else. So we want to conform ourselves into the laws and the rules and the principles that God has given, and we trust Him. And we trust Him. And we trust that He will bless us because of it. Jimmy, you got anything else?
No.
So that was like perfect.
I think you hit all the high points there.
Well, thank you very much. I thought so. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Todd, does God still love those in hell?
Define love. Define love. What you talking about? At that point, all of God's goodness is removed from them. God loves the world, and he causes the rain to fall on the evil and the good, so He shows His love all the time to people who shake their fist at Him. Does He still have that love for them in hell? I'm a little hesitant to answer that because I don't know that I've got biblical direction for that. It's going to be somewhat speculative, but if you forced me to, because God is love, I think I would be tended to lean more toward, even though He's pouring His wrath out on them because they are His creation and because His nature is love, I don't think the two are in conflict. I don't. And so because He is love, I would not say this definitively, but I think I'd tip toward, yeah, He does. Could be wrong. Am I, Jimmy? What would you say?
That's a
tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why'd you ask that? Way to go.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, if you hear these conversations here and you think of a Bible verse, or it's like, hey, wait a second. No, I read a paper on this once and here's a, please send it. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Jimmy does not know everything. So if you do know something he doesn't, please send it to idea@wretched.org along with all other wretched stuff.
This is from Latimer. Todd, was God the Son, was His name Jesus before the incarnation? Todd?
I'm so sorry, Jimmy. I was just on my calculator trying to figure out how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. Any other questions you'd like to ask me that are speculative? Was Jesus' name Jesus before the incarnation? I don't know. I suspect not, because that's a human name. And he became human for us and was named Jesus. So prior to that, is that what he was called? And it just carried over into now. No, but I do know that God knew that that would be his name. That I know for sure. Hence the angel's announcement. But was that always his name? Okay. So having answered that, I think, no, that wasn't always his name. Ultimately, don't know. But Jimmy, let's see if I can ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
You would agree that there is a subordination in the Trinitarian Godhead?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that subordination in place in eternity past or just at the incarnation?
In eternity past, I would think. I don't know.
Oh, we've got something to talk about next on Wretched Radio.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies. You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's honestly judging how we judge. Listen, if you're tired of watching your loved ones fall for every wind of doctrine that blows through TikTok, this resource could be an answered prayer. 13 powerful lectures that will revolutionize how you view biblical discernment. Plus, because we love you, there's a free study guide included. It's time to stop tiptoeing and start standing firm. Your family and friends need you anchored in God's Word now more than ever at fortisinstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at fortisinstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters.
So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends, all the stuff that doesn't matter. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Because it can. Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Picture this, 7 new pieces of content every single day. And I'm not talking clickbait or gossip. I'm talking real truth for real life. The app is already full of hundreds of hours of content. Again, completely free. And when I say free, I mean free. I don't mean hidden costs and temporary trials and premium tiers. No subscription traps at all. Because while everyone else all over the world is selling you something, we are giving something away. Fortis Plus. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life.
Names of God. We learn a lot about God from the names given to him in Scripture. One name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord of our righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hey, lady, or sir, did you miss the Fortis Forum? This is Wretched Radio. Scoot. That's right. Scoot to FortisPlus.org. John Krotz delivering a great presentation with our Fortis director, Jason Allen, moving theology from head to heart. Super helpful. I encourage you to avail yourself of that free Fortis Forum at FortisPlus.org. And then when you're at the computer and you find something wretched, you can send it to idea@wretched.org.
All right. This is from Anonymous. Imagine that. I read the dating book Water for My Camels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The author mentioned the necessity of one's future spouse forgiving the other for their past. How can someone forgive sins that were not committed against them?
Okay, I don't know what chapter and verse of the book that it's talking about. So let me just kind of, I'll explain it the way that I would understand the concept that was just presented, because I don't recall what chapter and verse that was in that book. It's a helpful little book, by the way, especially the Q&A at the end. If I'm dating somebody and they do this, what about that? Can we do this? What about that? What if the mother-in-law, it's really helpful, water for my camels. But regarding forgiveness for sins not committed against you, well, you can't, because it wasn't committed against you. So again, we're keeping this separate from the book. But there are going to be some sins that happen perhaps in your future spouse's life that could impact the marriage, usually of the sexual nature. And while I wouldn't say that you have to forgive them for committing those sins, maybe they didn't even know you at this time, I do believe that you need to put it in the category of love covering a multitude of their sins. That it hurts, it stings, but you just let, it's like, okay, I get it. You were an unbeliever, or you were a Christian who sinned. God's grace is amazing. I've been forgiven much. So as long as now I understand, you need to bury it though. And not bring it up. And that's what I think is the crucial part. There can't be a transaction of forgiveness if somebody did not sin against the other person. And while it feels like they did, well, they technically did not, so you can't technically forgive them. But I do think, need to deal with it. You need to sort it. Okay, what happened? How do you feel about that? What were the circumstances? What was that individual's spiritual state at the time? And then if you decide, hey, this is not a deal breaker, guess where I'm going to put this? In the sea of forgetfulness. I am not going to dredge this up. I'm not going to bring this up. I am not going to use this as a cudgel to beat you up simply because you do something that annoys me. I think that is the practice, because you can only forgive somebody if they've sinned against you. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from, it's from Terry.
But you said.
I know, I said most of them.
No, you did not.
You hear
me. Do you need me to roll the tape, which I actually couldn't do? You could.
You hear what you want to hear.
And you could turn AI on it and just make it whatever you wanted to. Okay, so, all right, Jimmy.
Yes.
Do you want to confess what you tried to talk me into with Play the Man?
I said I'd try it. And I didn't like it, and you didn't either.
I didn't either. Okay. Sorry. I say this because I'm recognizing I deserve to be caned for even uttering this sentence, but here it comes. Reading for me is hard. Not reading, like reading a book. I read stuff all the time. Reading copy. Reading like a commercial. So for instance, I had to read the foreword that I wrote to Greg Gifford's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me.
It's the hardest thing you ever had
to do. That was awful. Because not only did I have to read it word for word, there was somebody from HarperCollins listening to it. You said the, and it should have been a. Okay. All right. We'll go back and redo that. And you said it like this. Why don't you say, I'm like, and I'm, so at any rate, I find reading to be difficult. So we're going to be giving away a new booklet called Play the Man. Not yet. It'll be next week, I think we're going to announce this. Maybe the week after. Where you can order these cards. They're really well done. That you bring to a university campus and give to a kid who can use their cell phone to go to a QR code to read the book Play the Man for free, to rescue them from porn, to help them hear the gospel and hopefully get saved free. More details later. But we wanted to do an audiobook, which means I need to read it. And it's not even that long. It's like 20,000 words long. That's not that long. It's longer than a booklet, that's for sure. But it's not like a you know, big tome. So Jimmy said,
I said, let's try AI. Let's try to clone.
I said it. I admit. It's like, could we please try it?
Yeah.
It's awful. It's, you can just tell immediately.
Yeah.
It's amazing to a degree, but it ain't the same. And I, at this point, I think you can still tell. But I'm telling you, that's going to be an issue. That is going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get that sorted somehow, knowing when something is AI or not. And it's done with audio and it's done with video. Speaking of technology, I just read that they anticipate by the year like 2035, something like that, 1 billion robots doing human labor. 1 billion. That's going to be displacing a lot of jobs. Hopefully some get replaced in the AI industry and the but here's what I didn't like about, okay, great. There's a machine that can help us. It's going to be slower to be introduced into the domestic realm. This is mostly for industrial use. But what I don't like is that they call them humanoids. They're not human. You don't call a broom a humanoid because it sweeps and people sweep. It's a machine. There's nothing human about it. Sure, it does tasks for humans, but that doesn't make you a human. Get ready. 1 billion robots. And I keep reading articles about the effect of AI and social media and what it is doing to people's brains. I'm telling you, there's danger lurking with this stuff. 877-282-2337.
So you never answered the question. Why do you hate reading?
I don't hate reading. Oh, the copy?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's hard.
You get such a hard life.
I deserve it.
But it is worth saying that it's hard. It's different writing for radio than it is writing for a book.
I just can't do it.
Well, it's a whole different thing.
I think Don Henley did a song, Dirty Laundry. The bubble-headed bleach blonde goes on at 10. You know, they just read copy. Well, guess what? There's actually a skill to it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean their intelligence is high or low. It just means there is a skill to being able to read stuff without sounding like you are reading something about pornography and how a man needs new affections in order to denounce the sins that so entangle him. 877. Did I answer the original question?
I think you did.
Okay.
All right.
877-282-2337.
This is from Terry. Todd, we always hear from the left that abortion is needed to save the life of the mother. Is that medically true in this day and age?
No, it's not medically true. And the issue, typically we're talking about ectopic pregnancies here, but an abortion requires an intentional taking of an innocent human life. If there is a procedure that saves the mother's life and in the process tragically results in the loss of the child's life, we mourn that, but it's not an abortion. Don't be deceived by this argument. It is not medically necessary. It's another shell game. And I just read, I think like 60 Planned Parenthood clinics closing down, and I go, yay! Unfortunately, boo, because there's been more abortions in the last year because you can now get the morning after pill at a gas station. Perfect. 877-282-2337.
This is from Anonymous. Todd, I'm a girl and I'm considering starting a podcast with another girl where we might occasionally discuss theology. The podcast is intended for a general audience, particularly college young adults, but some men might listen. Is that a violation of the restrictions?
I don't think so. No, yeah. I don't think so. You're not in the context of a church. Women can share theological thoughts and men can listen to them. The issue is authority and the issue is the context of the church. So podcast on. And speaking of podcasts, I would have been a horrible host if I missed that segue, Jimmy. We have so many great podcasts and we're going to be adding even more. Libby Glosson, I'm telling you, young lady, if you're thinking about it, go listen to Libby and take notes. Seriously, it's that good. The better way is hers. Way of Manhood, that's Adam Tyson's for Gen Z young men. You need it, dude. You just, if you want to level up, listen to Adam Tyson's podcast. That's right. I know the hip lingo, Pally boy. You want to level up.
Do You and I have not had a conversation about, did you say we're adding more?
Shh. Oh my goodness. Shh. Don't tell Jimmy.
Please don't.
Don't worry. We'll get a robot. That'll be fine.
That's perfect.
We'll start AI-ing your voice. And we've got Greg Giffords transformed, of course. You've got integrated with Dr. John Kratz. And I am missing, Brad Bigney, Thrive. Oh, man, he does a super fine. You know, Brad Bigney, he's an A-level broadcaster. So agitating. So agitating. He's been he's a communicator. He's been a pastor for so long, but he stepped into that role of podcaster. And it's like, dude, Formatics crushes it. Just a pre-structure of everything. It's like, dude, all those podcasts are available free at the Fortis app, fortisplus.org, or wherever you do your podcast business. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.